So he does. Two bill says he don't.
These are the best seats in the joint. You bet.
He cuts arm, holds up, it'll be murder.
Better get moving, boys. Tommy's pouring in the clubhouse.
Tommy sure knows the way to a writer's heart.
The sports writers of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but your bar privileges.
Quiet, Jack. Here comes the old woman.
Hello, boys. Everybody happy? Hi, Billy.
Boys look great, Tommy.
Tommy. Smitty.
Congratulations.
Hey, Sarpo.
Let's go, Huey.
No question. If my boys will win, it's just a matter of how many games it's going to take us.
Think you could go to full nine?
Nine games? Not a chance.
You sound pretty cocky.
I got the horses, Smitty. I got the horses. And more than that, I got the team, fellas. Kid Gleason's done a heck of a job at the helm this year, bringing these boys together, smoothing out the defense, building up the offense. Getting the boys to think and move together. Hell, they eat together, travel together, room together on the road. When it's time to play, they let off steam together. No room for prima donnas in this ball club. Every man for the good of the team.
That one wake you up, Collins?
Hey, college boy needs beauty sleep.
What for? He goes to bed at 9 o'clock.
I heard you guys get a little sleep once in a while.
Shove it, college boy.
It's like a family, you know?
What about the odds on your boys? It's already 3-1 in their favor.
They are, underestimating us. Any bet against my socks this series is a sucker bet. Of course, I'm not a gambling man.
Collins.
College boy is the only one on the club getting paid what he's worth. Had in his contract, but he got traded.
Kid, shut him up, will you?
What about Chick Gandil?
He might do business. Chickie's a sport.
Gandil? Only for a sack in the league. Doesn't need a glove to play. Hands of steel. I'll put my Joe Jackson up against any player in the circuit. The boy can hit. He can run. He can throw.
If he could read, he'd be perfect.
Come on, Betcher, you could walk now. Big walk. Tell me when, Betcher.
You ever talk back to you, Joe?
Probably sleeps with it, too.
Lay off, you guys.
Well, you crackers stick together, huh? Asking for a triple, Joe.
Did you hear me?
60 years since the Civil War, Lefty. Ease up.
Besides, you guys lost. With all the papers.
That wouldn't help Jackson, none.
Just leave him be. What are you looking at, Busher?
Here he comes! Come on, Joe, nail it!
Hey, Professor! Had any good bucks lately? Hey, Professor!
Weaver.
Bucky's one of the boys, but the thing about Bucky is he don't like to lose.
Everyone's standing up. Here.
Hey,
stand to lose. Put him on the maybe list.
What about Shark?
Not a prayer.
Listen, Ray, settle a bet between me and Hap, will you? He says everybody knows how to smile, even you. And I said that your puss would crack if you ever tried.
Go piss up a rope.
Okay, Eddie! Come on, ball fire, Eddie, ball fire! Here we go, Eddie!
Eddie Seacott has had his control back this year. And I think his record speaks for itself. I wouldn't be surprised. He's got two, maybe three good seasons left in that arm.
Don't make me nervous.
Keep it down there. Keep it down there, Eddie.
Hey, Fragar! Fragar!
Hey, old man! Get a rocket there!
Okay, Eddie, one more strike. Don't worry about it. The lucky swing of the kid. Come on, Eddie. Come on. Hit it right in there. One more, Eddie. Come on.
Okay, let's do it, Eddie. Red fire, Eddie. Here we go. Red fire, Eddie.
50 years of baseball. He's got the best knuckleball I've ever seen.
If he's such a fan, why doesn't he pay him a living wage?
Eddie's getting old for this game. I know the feeling you walk out on the mound with your arm hanging.
You couldn't pitch when you were young, Bernsey.
Eddie's the key. We don't get Eddie, we forget about it.
Doing that.
What braids? Shoeless Joe is ignorant. Half Stelch is dumb.
Jesus, Hap, save it, will you?
Save it for what?
What's the scoop, Harry?
Mr. Kaminsky sent these down for you. His congratulations for a successful pennant race.
Well, that's wide of him. He didn't happen to mention when we could expect that bonus he promised us if we took the flag, did he?
This is your bonus.
Cheap bastard.
Fellas, if it was up to me...
Kid, we got no beef with you. It's flat.
To the old Roman. Charles Kaminsky.
Take your pants off, commie.
To the socks! Yeah.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Winslow.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Winslow, your boys look sharp.
Yeah. They're the best I've seen, yeah? The best white folks team in England.
I say they're the best, Huey. Best ever.
Time will tell, kid. Time will tell.
Come on, fellas. Pretend it's Commie's wake.
Hold it.
Now listen, honey, while I say, how can you tell me that you've gone away? Don't say that we might part. Don't break a stinking heart. I've loved you truly all these years. Loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Don't you see these tears? Now listen while I say, after you're gone and left me crying.
headline. Don't want me to skip to the part about you?
Start from the beginning.
Now that we have put the Hun in his place, it is time for Americans to turn their attention to more pleasurable pastimes.
Hey, they're saying we got no bench, Freddy. That's you they're talking about. Hey, if Lisa puts me out, I'm going to put a hole for them Reds.
Yeah? We're going to fall at him and swing him back.
Hey, wise guy. How?
Hey, Freddy got the best hands in the league. I never once seen a proper mug of beer once he got his mitts on it. Look at the way he sits in the stool, huh? That's a professional bench warmer's butt if ever I seen one.
I hear you're quite a performer, Mr. Gamble.
Yeah, I ain't bad on the diamond, either.
They say you don't even need a glove to catch the ball.
Let me see your hands.
Look at them mitts, ladies. You should have been a punk chickie, mitts like that.
Oh, I done some scrapping.
Working in the cops. Spiffy-looking bird is Sport Sullivan. Anything that moves in Boston, he's got a bet down on it.
Think he's beat us to it?
Just fishing around for some inside dope is all.
My nose is broke. My eyes are swelled up so bad I can't hardly see. And somehow I bust the guy square with an uppercut. He goes down. Somebody stuffs $50 in my hand. $50. I'm stepping on something and it's the other guy's teeth. What's he get, I say? Referee kneels over the guy and says, from the look of his jaw, he gets a liquid diet for 6 weeks. Now, what we should have done was waltz around for a few rounds. Then one of us hit the cameras, and we split $25 apiece later, and nobody gets hurt.
Chicky's smart money. Whenever I'm in town, he's the man I see.
You don't play the angles. You're a set.
Say, why don't you ladies go powder your noses for a while?
The way I figure it is that son of a bitch Comiskey's the only one to make a killing on this series.
His ball club, his stadium.
Grass, his dirt, his air. In fact, Commie owns you, Buck. I'm surprised he ain't got you out doing yard work for him in the off season.
Nobody owns me.
That's a laugh.
Claude!
Get paid, Leppy.
It's time, Claude. You promised.
Mason caught him sneaking back at the curfew one night in Philly. Asked him what his wife would think. And he said that's who he'd gone to see.
His own wife? In the road?
Pitiful.
Just supposing. You need at least two starting pitchers. A couple of infielders. A couple of heavy hitters. I mean, if you really want to be sure.
What about the softs?
Six, maybe seven they'd go for it. I say you'd need at least 10,000 apiece. Of course. Who could put that kind of money together?
I could.
You go back to Boston and turn 70 grand at the drop of a hat. I find it hard to believe.
You say you can find seven men on the best club that ever took the field willing to throw the World Series? I find that hard to believe.
You never played for Charlie Comiskey.
I see you flirt some frail skirt. I'm in a fervent rage. It's white hot passion, been the fashion since the old golden days.
Took me four seasons sweating it out for Commie to make 10 grand.
Now, if we get it in advance, we'll put it down on the Reds. It gets heavy odds. It starts to multiply.
Just a couple of games we're talking, or the whole series?
That's one thing we have to work out. Now, the way I figure it. Hey, guys. Damn.
Freddy. Don't creep around like that, pal. You made Chick wet his pants.
How about letting me in?
In what?
What are you talking about?
Whatever you guys got going. The fix.
You're in, Fred.
What?
You want in, Freddy? You're in. Now, you can just leave us alone here. We got some things to iron out.
Sure, sweet.
Freddy, keep a lid on it, huh?
Sure, sweet. You know me.
Well, listen, I know he's your buddy and all, but...
He's in.
Sweet. Hey, he's not even gonna play.
Chief.
He's in.
Okay. He's in. What next?
Chicken-o. Hey, long time no see. Bill Burns, remember me?
Oh, yeah,
all right.
That's right.
Listen, Chick. As long as we're here, there's a couple of things I'd like to pitch to you.
But he'll chase after almost anything with two strikes on. I saw him whip on a curve in the dirt against the Cubs last month.
Congratulations, fellas. Hell of a season.
Thanks, Huey.
Surprised to see you fellas in a gin mill.
It's a celebration. The whole team should be here.
Ginger ale, I had some of this once. I think I was 6, maybe 7.
Suppose that's what they're drinking over there?
Everybody's got their own way of letting off steam, Ring. It's what you do on the field that counts.
So, if the team was Fort Paulston, we can trade him 2 birds, huh?
Why don't you just deal with them both? That way it's twice the payout in the same games.
Well, what if they find out about each other?
Big deal. What are they going to do? Call a cop?
It's the same guy. $10,000 each.
One guy's got the scratch to back that kind of action.
Rothstein.
If we can get Rothstein and they get Eddie Seacott.
Eddie. Eddie's the man.
Real bad?
No worse than us, bad.
He'll get you rested pretty soon.
I'll go 3 games in the series.
You'll do fine. You always do.
God, every time I throw a fastball, I feel it all the way down my spine. And the knuckler. Well, you don't try to put it where it don't want to go. Some days it just does what it wants to.
You always worry, and you always do fine.
Hi, girls.
Your daddy's going to pitch in the World Series.
Mr. Weaver?
Don't you fellas never go home?
We saw you play today.
Here's your 2 bits back. I stunk up the joint.
Nah. You straighten up before the series.
Sure.
His name's Bucky. We named him after you on account of you're his favorite.
No kidding?
Shoeless Joe is my favorite.
Joe's a heck of a player.
Can you show me some tricks?
No, it's getting kind of late. I gotta go. The wife, you know.
Please.
All right. Get down your 3rd sacker stance.
Good thing, Mr. Weaver.
Buck. Call me Buck. Ready? On your knees.
Forget it. I make $6,000 a year. A lot of people are out of work.
How old are you, Eddie? How long is the arm going to hold up, hmm?
Arm's fine.
You got hurt, Tommy wouldn't even pay your train fare home. What do you do then? I hear you plan on sending those girls of yours to college.
Look at Chick, will you just get off my back?
Just hear me out, will you? Hey, what's your hurry?
I got a meeting with the old man.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. 5, please.
Hey, you wouldn't say nothing, would you, Eddie?
You said if I won 30 games this year, there'd be a $10,000 bonus.
So?
I think you owe it to me. Harry!
How many games does Mr. Seacott win for us this year?
29, sir.
You had Kid bench me for 2 whole weeks in August. I missed 5 starts.
We had to rest your arm for the series.
I would have won at least 2 of those games. You knew that.
I have to keep the best interests of the club in mind, Eddie.
I think you owe me that bonus.
29 is not 30, Eddie. You will get only the money you deserve. Anything else?
No, Mr. Comiskey. That's it.
$10,000.
Huh?
Before the first game. Cash.
What?
You heard me.
Seen him fight once, just before he lost the featherweight title. Held some kid up for 3 rounds, just so he could drop the decision.
It takes a real artist to dump a fight without hitting the canvas.
See, I told you, Bill. It's the little champ.
They don't take nickel bets down here, fellas.
Hey, that's hell, right?
You. You were a ball player.
Bill Burns.
Sleepy Bill Burns. Strictly bench material.
I won a few games.
You lost a few more. And you, my friend, did not get that nose bobbing for apples.
I'm a fighter.
Sort of. Sort of. Let's see. Philly?
Yeah.
Billy Mahar.
You seen me fight?
Yeah, I seen you. You're a bum.
Hey.
Yeah. So what do you two birds want with me?
Where did you work for Arnold Rothstein?
You got a proposition to make.
Could be big money.
Well, I'm Mr. Rothstein's ears, so let's hear it.
No dice.
No dice.
If you're a practical man, Lefty, you can see the advantages. We got Sika in the bag already.
The hell you do?
He's in, Lefty. You can ask him. Eddie can dump 3 games all on his own. The thing is done, Lefty, with you or without you. We just didn't want to leave you out of the payday.
If you got Eddie, you got me too.
Claude? Claude, who is that?
Salesman.
Maxie Schwartz and Irish Tommy Flynn.
Pretty tough board.
What's the action on them?
Both of them young and stupid. Trying to make it the hard way. I'd lay off if I was you.
Fight's on the level, huh?
Listen, they are. This series thing those ham and eggers pitched.
Not interested.
We could see a good hunk of change on it. If it's Burns or Mahar you're worried about, we could just cut them out and do it ourselves.
Word gets out Arnold Rothstein's betting against the Sox. What happens to the odds?
They drop down the jam, but I could bet through these guys.
How long do you think they're going to keep their mouths shut?
20 minutes? Half hour? What?
Yeah, but they got 6 guys, maybe 7.
Doesn't surprise me.
But they're the champs.
You were the champ once, Abe. You went down for the bucks.
This is different.
Look, champ, I know who these guys are. I grew up with guys like that. I was the fat kid they wouldn't let play. Sit down, fat boy. That's what they tell me. Sit down. Maybe you'll learn something. Well, I learned something, all right? Pretty soon, I owned the game. And those guys I come up with, they come to me now with their hats in their hands. Tell me, champ. All those years of pugging, how much you make?
The honest fights are the ones I tanked.
Altogether, I must have made 10 times more betting on you than you did slugging it out. And I never took a punch.
Yeah, but I was champ. Featherweight champion of the world.
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
No, you're wrong. I was champ. And can't nothing take that away. Now, about this fix thing, maybe if we...
I'm not interested, Abe.
I'm going to go get me some air. I'll see you later.
Gramercy 8439. 8439. Right. Nat. AR. Tell you Mr. Sullivan he could stop by tonight. Have him use the servant's entrance.
Yeah, he's in. But he wants his name kept out of it. Mr. Rothstein don't like publicity.
No problem.
Because if this gets out, the odds go to shit, the deal's on.
Kendall wants $100,000 for the players. That shouldn't be any problem for Al Rothstein.
No. It's a cinch.
Yeah, I understand, Joey. My heart bleeds. But Mr. Rothstein's been carrying you on this for months now. You ain't come back with a nickel. That's right. I'm collecting for him now. What, you rather talk with Monk Eastman? No, Joey, I don't expect a whole 40 grand right up front, but listen, Joey, how about 10 or 15 as a gesture of good faith? It makes me happy to hear you say that, Joey.
Come in.
Mr. Rusty.
Let's hear it.
It's the series, Mr. Rusty.
Seems to be a popular topic today.
I can get 8 men in, including Seacott.
So what do you need me for?
Well, I'm a big man in Boston, but Boston's a small town. The kind of cash that I need,
Man shouldn't bite off more than he can chew.
People watch what you do real close, Mr. Rothstein. If you or one of your people were to bet heavy on the Reds, if I lay the action, the odds stay fat, and there's no direct link to...
Go home. Don't do anything till you hear from me.
Yes, sir. Good night, Mr. Rothstein. You should have seen his place, Jimmy. The big bankroll. I've never seen the like of it outside of a museum.
Message from Mr. Rothstein. You, go away.
Jimmy, go get me some cigarettes for the trip.
Sure.
Mr. Rothstein says he's in. 40 grand to the players up front. You hold the other 40 till they blow the series. Tell Seacott to hit the first batter if the fix is on. Anybody connects Mr. Rothstein with this, I come see you again. You don't want that.
You tell Mr. Rothstein he's got my word.
I never knew you smoked, sport. Holy mother.
Will you look at it, Jimmy? All spread out like that.
Whose is it?
Who do you think? I want you to take this $20,000 back to Boston. I want you to go over to Mulcahy. You know the password. I want you to put it all down on Cincinnati for the first game. Tell him it's just a hunch I've got.
Some hunch?
Then, I want you to take this to McGinnis. You tell him you're sure I'm gone crazy. But I want to place 10 big ones on the Reds for the whole show.
I'm laying bets for Rothstein.
You're laying bets for me. A thief and judo not, but he just given me a loan.
Well, then what's left for the players?
Jimmy, you know what you feed a dray horse in the morning if you want a day's work out of him?
What?
Just enough so he knows he's hungry.
Hey, boys.
Jimmy?
Hey, you guys want in on this?
Yeah, I hear Gandol deals from the bottom.
Good luck with the Reds, fellas.
Thanks, Ring.
Hey, fellas. Good luck. Knock them dead. Hi, Eddie.
How's the old soup cone feeling?
Not bad.
Huey's bringing his nest egg down to lay it on you birds for the series.
I should not do that. Anything can happen in baseball.
Huey's a lucky man.
Hope won't have nothing to do with it.
Eddie.
Excuse me, Ring.
Come on. It's in the bag. I just wanted to let you and Buck in on the take.
You know what, take?
Well, it sounds like you're already in pretty deep.
Come on, Hap. We lose a couple games. We make $20,000.
Hey, a couple or the whole bit?
Hey, whoa. What are you guys talking about?
What about Jackson?
The Swede's pitching him right now. He'll come around.
Because I'm sure there's Joe ain't in. I ain't in. So what if they find out that you're dealing double, huh? You cross a guy like Rothstein, they're going to find you in the gutter with your little toes curled up.
Say, fellas. Who's this?
Anyone care for a drink?
Hey, Joe.
Hey. I'll stare at it till the eye goes blind.
What then?
Do the other one. Scoop on my bat now. Something wrong?
Hey, you're the doctor. Listen, Joe, we got together, most of the guys, and the thing is, we're going to drop a couple of games in the series.
Who?
Oh, everybody. Chick, me, Seacott, Lefty.
Lefty?
Sure, Lefty. And Fred, and Hap, and Bucky. Everybody. And Joe, some of them, well, I won't name names, but I had to tell him, no, we can't leave Joe out of this. He's one of us. I says,
You want me?
We need you, Joe.
I don't know.
You'd be an awful sap to turn it down at this point, Joe. But Lefty and Eddie, I mean, it would just be stupid not to do it. You don't want to be stupid, do you, Joe?
I don't know.
People are going to be awful pissed if you fuck up their plans, Joe. You don't want to piss everybody off, do you, Joe? Huh? You don't want me mad at you, do you?
Everybody else is in.
Everybody we need.
Okay.
There's a good boy. You won't have to look bad. Just ease off a bit. That's all we want.
Yeah.
Oh, about the money. At least $10,000, on top of your regular series pay. Chick's working on it.
Hey,
Hey, Bucky. Welcome to the club.
Now, sport, how about it?
Hey, if your fellas come through, Chickie, you'll see the rest of it, but you got to show us something first.
Now, listen, I told you, boy, before...
You're looking fit, boy. You come through?
Yeah, everything's well. Listen now, Burns and Mayhager in the bar car with the Save by Tell character. They say they got the jack lined up, so go in there, have a couple of pops with them till I'm through with the boys in here, okay?
Sure. And what's with Bucky?
No problem. Bucky's one of the boys.
Some very big money from New York went down on the red. Maybe they know something we don't.
Think Seacott's arm is sore?
Eddie's had a sore arm for 10 years.
Something's up.
Hey, Bill. Not a trace of it, too.
Where's that little rat?
It's all out on bets.
Well, that's not good enough.
Jesus. You'll get it soon enough.
When?
How much?
100 grand, like I said. 20 after each game.
Now, wait a minute. That's 5 games. I thought we were just going to dump a few.
No, you lose the first 3.
Kerr's going in the 3rd. He's not with us.
So what? We don't hit for him, he'll fold. He's a busher.
After that, we'll play it by ear. We got to make this look good, see? Burns will bring the money
after
each
game. I said before the
game.
First game, chick.
Look under your pillow.
Huh?
Compliments
hey,
a sports
salad. When Rothstein fixes something, it stays fixed.
Had to jump on his Bucky?
Oh, hey, kid. No, it's just all them reporters at the hotel. I couldn't think.
Just some of you fellas got together on the train last night.
Tuck talk, you know?
Something on your mind, Bucky?
Huh?
You don't look so good.
Kid, what would you... No, forget it. It's just nerves. It's nerves is all.
Remember all them ground balls hit you when you first come up?
Yeah. You made a ball player out of me.
Yeah, you were a ball player all along. I just took some of the rough edges off that side.
You miss it, kid, playing?
Every day and every night.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do without it.
Better go back, get some sleep, huh? You're gonna be sharp for them rents tomorrow.
All right. See you in the morning.
Bye, right, son.
Guys don't look so tough.
Yeah, that's what Custer said when the Indians took the field.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I heard the same thing, fellas. Every series I've been to has been some rumor about a fix just to shake up the odds. Hang out in bars, you hear a lot of screwy things.
Doesn't mean they're not true.
My guys would have told me something was up.
Sure they would, kid. Give them hell out there.
Let's keep separate scorecards. You circle every play that smells fishy. I'll do the same. We'll compare them after the game. Come on, to it.
Yeah. Nothing to it.
How's it feel, Joe?
I don't want to play.
What?
I don't want to play. And you can tell the boss that, too.
You'll play, Jackson. You'll play. I've been hearing a lot about odds lately. Like this is a racetrack. Everybody's a damn handicapper. Well, sometimes the smart money gets a little too smart for its own good. But I tell you, I've been in this game over 30 years. I never yet seen a club could hold a candle to you fellas. That's a straight dope. The way I figure, we can't be beaten. We can only beat ourselves. You fellas know what I mean. All right, let's get him!
Would you like a seat, Mr. Rusty?
I won't be here that long. Answers to first.
Right in here, Eddie. Let's do it, Eddie. Come on, right in here, Eddie. Go for him,
to look bad. Eddie's going to have to do it all by himself.
Thank you.
Okay?
Give me the ball.
Take it easy.
Give me the ball.
Eddie, keep it down!
Guess it's not your day, Eddie.
Guess not.
Gandel grounds out to second base. Final out. Red Legs 9. White Sox 1.
So what's the story, Buff?
What does it look like?
Looked like you skunked out on us.
Look, I haven't taken a nickel. I don't owe anybody a damn thing.
We let you in on the meetings.
Look, you just play your ball game and I'll play mine and we'll see how it comes out.
In.
Frank?
Hey, Eddie. Have a seat.
Not since he was a dry town.
Laws were made to be broken.
Catch. What's this?
It's a new ball they're thinking of using next year. It's wound tighter.
This thing will take off like a rabbit.
The word is they'll outlaw the spitter next year. And your shine ball. Things will be tough for pitchers.
Things are always tough for pitchers.
You really took a shelling out there today.
They got their reps in.
That one Ruther caught hold of looked like you tossed it in underhand.
Didn't break.
You didn't put anything on it. Why should it break?
Did you bring me up here to tell me I had a lousy day?
I want to know if the series is on the level, Eddie.
What if I told you we're doing our best?
I'll believe you.
We played like a bunch of bushers today. But nobody's in the bag.
Don't be sore at me for asking, okay?
Nah. We're just dumb ball players. We need a mug like you to keep us honest.
Yeah.
It's me, Joe. I got something for you, Joe.
On dresser.
Sweet said he'd appreciate it if you'd ease up a little on the field. You looked awful good out there today.
Yeah!
for a curveball.
That's what I threw. Looked pretty straight to me.
Two outs!
Let's go.
Let's get her to come perch.
Comiskey?
Who is it?
Gleason. I gotta talk to you.
This better be important. My World Series, he damn well better do something about it.
What do you two birds want?
We need the rest of the players cut.
It's all out on bets.
What's this?
You heard me.
I made an agreement with those guys.
Well, that's your problem, ain't it? You little prick. Hey. A couple of Boy Scouts here, they made a deal. The players are in now, get it? We got them by the short ones. What are they going to do, call a cop? Here. $10,000. But that's all of it. That's the end.
Here, you give it to him.
No, Bernsey, not me.
Come on, Billy. It stinks in here.
And tell them bums to make it look good tomorrow.
Two in the morning.
President of the league, he has to do something. He isn't even talking to you, Tommy. He's got to talk to me.
What do you want?
Now, I just talked to Gleason. He thinks William threw it up. Now, you saw the game.
All I saw is that your boys didn't have a stop.
You sure thing, boy.
They lost it fair and square. I'm being robbed, and you're going to do something about it. I knew this was a waste of time.
That's the wealth of a beaten cur.
Colin!
How you doing, kid?
Did you get it down?
Every penny. It's 6-5 for the Reds, though. Even though Chicago bugs don't think Dickie Kerr will win.
How's it feel, Dickie?
My arm's great. It's my knees.
Just another ball game.
Sure.
Pitch them one at a time, son. Remember the time I threw a clean slate at the Cleveland club?
You beat Cy Young 1-0. Huey Jennings hit a homer in the ninth.
Huh?
My grandfather took me. First big league game I ever went to. Kid Gleason beat the Indians with a no-hitter.
No kidding.
Having a hell of a series, Buck.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Just keep it up is all.
Well, why wouldn't I?
You'd know the answer to that better than I would, Buck.
Could have beaten that throw out with my shoes tied together.
Never get work as an actor.
Yeah!
Phil?
Yeah.
Think you can stake with a train fare back to Philly?
Hey, hello, Joey. I hate to bother you, Joey, but it's about that 20 grand you still owe Mr. Rothstein. You're going to come up with it? What? Well, if it's all clear between you two, I'm delighted to hear it. Listen, Joey, since you're sitting pretty over there, I could use a couple of grand over... What do you mean? It's all out on bets.
Kerr had the day of his life. But if it wasn't 5 out of 9 this year, they'd be cooked.
Let's see what Eddie Seacott shows them tomorrow.
Yeah, Eddie's the ticket.
So that's where you went.
Keep you up last night?
Don't make any difference. The other one needs to sleep. You shouldn't worry so much. You're going to wallop them today. You got the home field, the whole city there backing you up.
If I tell you something, you swear you'll never tell a soul.
What is it?
Some of the guys ain't playing on the level.
Nah.
Chick, Swede, Lefty, Eddie Seacott, some of the others. It's hard for me to tell.
Eddie.
They wanted me in on it, too.
What'd you tell them?
I told them to take a hike. Now, I go out there in the field, you know, I make the plays. I don't feel right.
Isn't there somebody you can tell?
Kid knows. He's got to. Except I figure he's like me. He's waiting for the boys to straighten up in time to take the series. He's in a dugout. It's like... Nobody can look each other in the eye. You go out on the field, and you don't know who's trying, you don't know who's not.
I wish I didn't know.
Yeah, me neither.
No kidding. My old man says you guys just give up.
He says the Sox just lay down for the Reds.
Yo, man, don't know be.
Says who?
Hey, he's up. Hey, he's up. Pork.
Thanks for sticking up for us. Guy's got to stick up for his friends.
Even when I play like a bunch of stiffs?
Yeah, especially then. Guy don't stick up for his friends, well, very much to say for him. Right, Buck?
Blowing ball games, pretty ball games in the air. I come from shy, I hardly try, just go to bat and fade and die. Fortune's coming my way, that's why I don't care. I'm forever blowing ball games, and the gamblers treat us fair.
A crackpot.
Chick, show me
something.
Shitty. How's it going?
Okay.
Still no word from Chick about the money.
I don't care about the money.
Yeah. Peculiar way to find that out, isn't it? What are you going to do out there tomorrow, Eddie?
I don't know yet.
I thought that you were supposed to be in charge of this thing. What happened to Sullivan?
He switched hotels. We can't seem to track him down.
And what happened to Attell?
He says he shot his wad in the third game when Kerr won. He says he's busted.
Well, the hell with them, then.
You two made an agreement.
Hey, we lose one more game and it's over. We dump four games, I only been paid for one.
You don't know what these guys are like. Once you're in for good. You can't welch on these guys. It's your funeral, assholes.
Ronald?
Nah. You still got Eddie.
Put it away, Eddie. I'm going with Wilkerson today.
Why?
You haven't had the stuff lately, have you?
But I feel right today, kid.
Can't take any chances. I'm sorry.
Like I can't lose. That's how right I feel.
Sure you do, Eddie.
Kid! I can't miss.
Watch him.
It's your move, Eddie.
He'll go before he dumps it.
Okay, Eddie, baby, this is it. It's up to you, Eddie, baby. Let's go, let's go. Let's get this guy, Eddie. Hey!
Get it, Maury.
My blue chip ball players. You got faith in your fellas to come around.
The Reds only need one more game to take the series. That's do or die for your club.
No sweat.
What made you so confident, kid?
I think the boys are back on the form. They got in the look of Moran's staff now, and they'll be swinging free from this point on. I'll tell you, Frost always comes through in the clinches. Eddie came to me this morning. He says, kid, he says I can't miss. We got Lefty Williams rolling for us tomorrow. One of the finest pitchers I ever seen. He's due for a big game, Lefty.
How do you explain the way your boys laid down in the other games?
What do you mean, laid down?
Well, they didn't seem too enthusiastic about their jobs.
Nobody did any laying down. Might have been a little overconfident. Maybe we didn't have the fine edge. But the boys have been putting out.
The boys have been put out more than they've been putting out.
You really think you can turn the series around, kid?
No sweat.
The odds are pretty steep.
My boys don't care about the odds. Anything can happen in this game. Anything.
So you figure the boys will be hitting tomorrow?
I sure hope so.
You gotta pitch better than your last time, huh?
I suspect I will.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, friend. You want me to sign this, too?
You're gonna lose tomorrow.
Oh, is that so?
I know it for a fact. Bet your wife?
Yeah, what's it to you?
You don't lose tomorrow if she dies.
Who sent you?
You made a promise to certain people.
Son of a bitch.
You can't protect her. If I don't do it, somebody else will. First inning, Mr. Williams.
What do you want, honey?
Oh, nothing. Just give me some advice on how to pitch a game tomorrow.
Everybody's an expert.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
fastballs. Slow ones.
James, you're in!
Didn't take you long, did it, Lefty?
Told you it wasn't a pass at first. Got a tip on it.
Tough inning, huh?
Yeah.
Come back! Come back!
These five, maybe more.
You prove it, this town will never forgive you.
Yep.
You had a damn fine series, Bucky.
You lost.
We didn't get the breaks. Maybe we just weren't good enough.
It's a load of bull, kid. You know it.
Nice game, too. That's the best control pitch in the league. Right?
Leeches sucking the lifeblood of honest sportsmen and should never again be allowed to darken the threshold of a professional arena. You're a leech, Huey.
Keep reading.
These writers use up valuable newspaper space that would be better employed for an expose of the long-nosed, thick-lipped gambling elements that prey upon the boys in the field.
Makes you proud to be a sports writer, doesn't it?
I don't want any reward money, Mr. Comiskey. I just figure you should know what's what.
Why'd you wait till now to tell me this?
Well, I thought maybe it was only one or two games. That they'd straighten it out themselves. I didn't want to be a squealer.
I'll take it under advisement.
What's that mean?
You're the college boy. You tell me.
It's your ball club, Mr. Comiskey.
Harry, get me Alfred Austrian.
Protecting the organization that you've built and maintained is what's best for baseball. Now, some kind of investigation is going to be launched. Our job is to control that investigation. In fact, to appear to be leading that investigation.
Alfred, if I lose those players...
You might not have to.
They are guilty.
Well, that, from a business point of view, is irrelevant. What's important is that your business, baseball, is going to take a shellacking at the ticket window unless you and your fellow owners make the public think that you are absolutely clean in this matter.
How do we manage that?
We felt that with your record of service and with the high esteem the public holds...
We need a commissioner, someone outside of baseball who'd have certain powers to rule.
Absolute power.
Absolute powers.
Won't work any other way. People won't believe it. Absolute power.
Well, anyhow, we felt that the man that cleaned the Reds out of the country during the war was the right man to clean up baseball. We are prepared to offer you a 2-year contract.
Lifetime contract.
Lifetime?
Man worried about his job, bound to play favorites. You gentlemen don't want that, do you?
Well, a lifetime contract seems...
I'm back in court in 5 minutes, gentlemen. Let's talk salary.
A man who in the dark days of the last great conflict
made use of his official trust to fight the Hun on these very shores. A patriot of the First Order, a family man, a man of the...
Landis used to lead the league in reverse decisions.
He says he's going to clean up baseball.
He can start with the birds up on the stairs with him.
Over our all-American pastime of baseball. It gives me great honor to introduce Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
So long, suckers.
Americano. Busco la cantina. Buenas noches, señorita.
Eddie?
This is the man handling the grand jury, Eddie.
He's got the goods on you. You come clean, he'll take care of you.
Eddie?
Sign this, Eddie. I know what you want to know. I know. Yeah, we were crooked. We were crooked.
What's the story? How'd you tell him?
Is this Eddie?
I was the brains, Eddie.
Did you get immunity, Eddie?
We're still on the beat. Did you get immunity?
What's that?
They just want to clean out the gamblers, Joe. Not the ball players.
I gotta stay out of trouble.
Well, they don't want you in jail. They want you to be a witness. You just sign right there.
My wife usually...
You got to sign to be a witness, Joe. Everybody does. Eddie signed it. Lefty.
Word is, you made a bundle.
Yeah, sure, I saw some cash. They promised us all $20,000 each, but all I saw was $5. What am I going to do, call a cop?
You look pretty good out there for a guy dumping games.
Something must have come over me.
You mean you double-cross the gamblers?
No, I'm a man of my word.
So, why'd you do it, Hap? Somebody lead on you?
Everybody else was getting some. And I figured without the pitchers, we're going to lose anyway, so why shouldn't I get fat, too? Maybe dumb, fellas, but... I'm not stupid.
Well, that wasn't so bad, was it, Joe?
Kind of felt good to get it off my chest.
You did the right thing, Joe. We're proud of you.
Hey, Joe, over here.
Joe. Hey, what'd you Joe. Say? Joe, were you in on it?
Joe, the story, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Come on, who was the big cheese? Who did all the brain work?
Joe, why'd you wait so long to spill it, Joe?
Hard guy.
Was that as sweet as a hard guy?
Joe! Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Ben Short, Mr. Tom Nash, and Mr. Michael Ahern. Now, you may not be familiar with their names, but I would say they're the Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, and Zach Wheat of the legal world.
Who's the Babe Ruth?
That's me.
Now, these are the men who are going to be taking care of you during the trial. You have only two choices. Do exactly what we tell you to do, or go to jail.
You guys are such hot shots, you don't come cheap. Who's footing the bill?
Well, you boys have a lot of fans in this town. Some of them are very wealthy people.
How about a name?
Rule number one in a conspiracy trial. The less you know, the better off you are.
Mr. Rothstein feels that he and your Mr. Comiskey have certain interests in common. Negative publicity can be very bad for both of their businesses.
What does he want?
The confessions.
And the players?
I'm certain that you can help them understand where their best interests lie.
They'll do what they're told.
If I had the jack, I'd get my own damn lawyer. The commie won't let us have our series bonuses.
Well, you think it's paying for the guys you've got?
Think it's commie?
Put your shoulders back. Of course it's him. You think he's going to let the best ball players in the game slip away without a fight? You look handsome.
You look like a future jailbird.
Stop! Trial starts today! Get the news! Trial starts for Black Sox! Stop! Trial starts today!
Looks like school's out.
There's Commie's lawyer. He's got counsel lined up for the boys.
I thought Commie was testifying against him.
Depends which way the ball rolls. If Commie says one thing that'll hurt him in the cash register, I'll eat my hat.
Three signed confessions. That's a tough hand to beat.
This is Chicago, my friend. Anything can happen.
Here they are!
Edward Seacott, Joseph Jefferson Jackson, Arnold Gandil, Charles Risberg, Oscar Felch, Frederick McMullen, Claude Williams, and George Weaver are hereby accused of conspiracy to commit a confidence game on one Charles Nims.
Who the hell is Charles Nims?
Some sucker who bet on us in the series.
When did you first become aware of the conspiracy?
You mean the possibility of conspiracy?
Oh, pardon me, the possibility of a conspiracy.
Shortly after the series began.
And you took no action?
I informed Commissioner Ben Johnson. I hired private detectives to check on the players, and I personally kept a scorecard of every game.
What did you find?
Hearsay. Nothing that would warrant publicly slandering honest ball players, if they're honest.
So you think they're innocent?
I'll abide by the ruling of the court.
Why are you appearing today for the prosecution?
I owe it to baseball.
So you are making an accusation?
Not if they're innocent.
But you have suspicions.
They have been indicted by a criminal court. If that isn't suspicious, I don't know what the heck is.
They pitched it to me. They asked me if I knew somebody willing to put up money if they dumped the series.
And you made this connection?
I know a few people.
Did you ever stop to think about the legality of your action?
Introducing people who want to get together? Betting on the Reds? I'm just acting on a tip, some inside dope, like any guy would.
And how much did you profit from your inside dope?
Not a red cent. They busted me in the third game.
So the players double-crossed you?
There's no honesty in this world.
In fact, your reason for testifying is revenge, isn't it, Bill? If the players had really been crooked and lost the third game, you would have been satisfied. You think you're even with them now?
I will be before I leave here.
You don't like me much, do you, Bill?
Sure I do, Ben. If we'd had a smart fellow like you at the head of this deal, we'd all be rich now.
Who was present at this meeting?
Chick Gandil, Risbert, Hap Phelps, Seacott, Williams, McMullen, and Buck Weaver.
Joe Jackson was not present?
No. But he knew what was going on, just like he said in the confession.
To what confession are you referring?
The confession he gave to the grand jury.
Can I ask that the prosecution produce these alleged confessions?
Will you please bring them forward?
We don't have them, Your Honor. They've been stolen.
Order! Sit down or I'm going to clear this court.
It must have cost somebody an arm and a leg.
Rothstein.
Or Comiskey.
Or maybe Rothstein's arm and Comiskey's leg.
I want you to move out the farm if I go to jail.
You think they'll decide guilty?
I always figured it was talent made a man big, you know? If I was the best at something. I mean, we're the guys they come to see. Without us, there ain't a ball game. Yeah, but look at who's holding the money and look at who's facing the jail cell. See, talent don't mean nothing. And where's Comiskey and Sullivan, Patel, Rothstein? Out in the back room cutting up profits, that's where. That's the damn conspiracy.
You would have won, too. You would have beat those guys so easy.
Well, won't nobody ever know that now.
You lived and worked with these men every day. Shared trains and hotels and locker rooms, and they never purposely or inadvertently let slip of their plans. I find that hard to believe.
Relations between me and most of the defendants were strained.
Why was that?
Personal differences.
And yet you were positive that there was a fix on. It sounds like you had it in for the defendants.
I suspected there was a fix.
You said you were positive.
No, you said that. And if you want, I can show you where in the court transcript.
On what were these suspicions based?
Some of the guys didn't seem to be putting out 100%.
Mr. Collins, have you ever played a game when you were not in peak mental and physical condition?
Occasionally.
Have you ever played a game where you were distracted or upset and couldn't find it in you to give your best effort?
No.
Couldn't or didn't put out 100%? Didn't give it the old college try?
No, never.
And you're a very remarkable man, Mr. Collins.
Well, you said it. I didn't.
Your Honor, please, sir. Can I say something, please? This man is not asking the right questions.
Can we have some order here, please?
He's bunching us all together. Who is he to talk? Cosby wouldn't even hit his own weight. Your Honor, if it pleases the court...
Sit down, Bucky.
Shut up! If it pleases the court, I would like to take the stand.
You'll take the stand when you're called.
Well, what if they don't call me?
Please be seated.
Well, wait a minute now. What if they don't call me?
Be seated.
Your Honor, I want a separate trial. The fact that I never took a penny hasn't been brought up once. I had 327 in this series. I didn't make an error. I'm being charged for a conspiracy. I didn't have nothing to do with.
Sit down, Mr. Weaver. I'm going to have to hold you in contempt of this court.
Come on, Buck. Sit down. Nobody's interested in your batting average.
Will the prosecution care to cross-examine?
No, Your Honor.
Trial will continue tomorrow with Black Sox manager Kit Gleason expected to take the stand. What's all this Black Sox stuff?
Smart guys. Reporters think they're smart guys. All I want to do is go back and play ball and forget about it.
I don't know if they're going to let you do that, Joe. There's all this stuff about how baseball can't have no cheaters.
I played good. You gotta let me play.
If they don't, what are y'all going to do?
I don't know.
How long were you a player in the big leagues, Mr. Gleason?
A long time. Over 20 years. I was a pitcher.
As a pitcher, you had a great deal of control over the outcome of a game.
Well, sometimes the other team had more control than I did. But yeah, the pitcher, catcher, they had the most control.
Were there gamblers involved in sports in your day, Mr. Gleason?
Sure. How are you going to keep them out?
Were there incidents where games were thrown?
I heard stories.
Were you ever approached personally?
Oh, no, not personally. I had a reputation for being the kind of guy who wouldn't go for something like that.
So, you never had any thought of instigating a deal?
Oh, no, I never. I mean, I can see, though, where, maybe if a guy feels he's being underpaid and maybe falls in with the wrong kind of people and they feed him a line, how he could. You know, people are human. But I never, not that I'm a holy Joe, nothing like that. But I just...
You don't have to apologize for being honest, Mr. Gleason.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of these players of yours now, Mr. Gleason?
I think they're the greatest ball club I ever seen, period.
Outside court today.
Some circus, huh?
Is it true what they're saying in there? About you and the others?
Don't be too down on the guys, fellas. When you grow up, things get complicated.
You didn't do nothing wrong, did you, Buck?
Guess I never grew up. I still get such a bang out of it, playing ball. Same as I did when I first come up. You get out there and the stands are full and everybody's cheering. It's like everybody in the world come to see you. And inside of that, there's the players and they're yakking it up. And the pitcher throws. And you look for that pill. Suddenly, there's nothing else in the ballpark but you and it. Sometimes, when you're feeling right, there's a groove there, and the bat just eases into it and meets that ball. When the bat meets that ball, and you can just feel that ball just give, and you know it's going to go a long way. Damn, if you don't feel like you're going to live forever. You couldn't give that up. Not for nothing.
How do you think they're going to call it tomorrow?
Look down at third base next year. You're going to see Buck Weaver playing his butt off.
Yeah.
The aforementioned parties are also accused of conspiracy to commit a confidence game, an offense which, in this case, carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in jail and a $2,000 fine.
Does anyone have a statement to make before the final verdict is made?
I do, Your Honor.
Very well. Mr. Weaver.
I want to put on the record somewhere that I asked for a separate trial and I was refused. That evidence of my play in the World Series games is not admitted, and I never got a chance to take a stand on my own behalf.
It will be so noted.
Big setup.
Will the foreman read the verdict?
Yes, Your Honor. We find the defendants
Not guilty on all charges.
That was a bigger fix than the series.
Cameras, eight, baseball, nothing.
You got your ball club back, Tommy.
I will make them pay for this.
In Chicago got some Laura and Bird. Don't talk to Buffalo around with the nickel, you put your mind to it.
And what'd I tell you, Parker? He was in the bag all the time.
Regardless of the verdict of juries, no player who throws a ball game, no player who undertakes or promises to throw a game, no player who sits in conference with a bunch of crooked players and gamblers, where the ways and means of throwing a ball game are discussed and does not promptly tell his club about it, will ever play professional baseball again.
Playing kind of shallow in center, isn't he?
He's new.
Damn if that doesn't look like him.
Look like who?
Nah, couldn't be.
He's gonna get burned playing in so close. How'd he get back there?
Who is that guy?
It is. It's him.
What's his name, the new guy?
He don't look so new to me.
Well, it says his name's Brown.
The name is easy to change. It's him.
Who's him?
It's Joe Jackson.
What? Get out of here.
Who's Joe Jackson?
Look at how he's hitting us. He's killing us out there. Double, two home runs.
These bushers make peanuts less. Jackson made a fortune on those games.
It's him.
You ever see him play?
Yeah, I saw pictures.
Pictures?
I saw him play.
Yeah? What do you think?
He was the best. Run, hit, throw. He was the best.
So what do you think? Is that him?
Nah. Those fouls are all gone now.
Brown, huh?
Who's Joe Jackson?
He was one of the guys that threw the series back in 19. One of them bums from Chicago, kid. One of the Black Sox.
How?
you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. You met the best girl that you ever had. There'll come a time, don't you forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart's gonna break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After I'm gone, then we break up. After I'm gone, you're gonna wake up. You will find you were blind to let somebody come along and change your mind. After the years we've been together, through joy, tears, all kinds of weather. Someday, blue and not hearted, you'll longer be right next to me where you started. After I'm gone, after I'm gone away. I'm gone, and you're gonna wake up. You will find you were blind. Let somebody come around and change your mind.